As Christians, we live by faith. What does that look like? How do we live by faith, and how do we make that faith the best that it can be? Dr. Bruce Hartman has written a book called Your Faith Has Made You Well, A Radical New Way to Create Peace and Hope. He's with us now, Dr. Bruce. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Thank you for having me on your show today.
When we talk about faith, now you're a finance and people person at your core. This is kind of your background. How did you connect faith and sort of the background that you're from?
That's a great question. When I was finishing up my doctorate degree, I came across this verse, and it's in Matthew 9:22. And Jesus is talking to the woman who had been bleeding for 12 years. And she had made his heroic effort just to get next to him and had touched his cloak and was immediately healed. And when he turned to her and realized it was her, he said to her, "Take heart, daughter. Your faith has made you well." So as anything in the Bible, you really always have to investigate. You can't just pick up one verse and make a theme or a story about it. So what I discovered was that this quote appears 8 other times in the 4 Gospels. So now I'm really curious. And, you know, I talked with some of my professors and trying to get a handle of what does that mean. And then so the second part of the writing of this book was I had this concept. So then I started interviewing people that I knew had a strong faith, and started trying to understand what is Jesus talking about here. And what I've discovered with these people is that the life you lead is directly related to your relationship with Jesus. And in each one of those people, whether it was a 2-star general or a housewife or a successful business person, it was Jesus that they worked with all day long. So as I explored this further, I came up with this continuum. A lot of us, when we get in trouble, who do we go to? We go to Jesus. But also there's a requirement, which we see in this effort of the woman in this story, for us to reach out to Jesus. So I have this in my mind, this line or continuum of how much is God involved in our happiness and in our joy and our healing, and how much are we involved? So if we make God a genie, or Jesus a genie, in other words, we only go when we need something, I don't know if that's a healthy relationship, and I don't know if that's going to keep us and sustain us through our life. So there has to be something on our part in our relationship. And as I think about my friends, you know, it's not a very good friendship if I only ask my friends for things. So what the book does is it talks about this woman. She's the centerpiece. This woman, and how hard she tried to get to Jesus. And in a moment, she was healed. So this is similar to the story that I heard from the large number of people that I interviewed. A very similar story, a very similar connection, that it's good to pray, but it's better to be in continuous prayer, and better to have a faith that trusts things that we can't see, but we believe in.
So we don't often connect the effort involved with having faith like this woman did. And I can think of other examples where people were crying out and trying to get Jesus' attention and pushing their way through crowds and ripping houses apart, you know, just to get close to him. Yeah. We don't often connect those two things. I wonder why.
You know, that's really the purpose of the book, is to help people not only see the biblical story, like this house that you're talking about getting torn apart, where they lowered their friend through the hole in the roof. I mean, that's an extraordinary effort to get to Jesus, and it shows our faith. And sometimes I believe that we pray and hope, as opposed to having a relationship that involves our effort in that relationship. And that's really what I try to do in the book. And with these folks, Todd, that I talked to and interviewed with, you could see this thread, the reason why they were successful, the reason why they were spiritually successful, and the reason why they were healthy mentally, was because they relied exclusively on Jesus to control their lives and to be part of their lives.
The book is called Your Faith Has Made You Well, A Radical New Way to Create Peace and Hope. And we've been speaking with author Dr. Bruce Hartman. Bruce, our faith has been encouraged. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd, and have a blessed day.